Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we are joined by Chris Rose. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Good morning, guys. We're just waking up out west, so it's a little, a little crazy out here.
It's all good. Why, no one's knocking on your door telling you LeBron's coming to L.A. this morning, or no?
No, the only people I've seen so far are my wife, one of my sons, and my dog who's about to start barking.
What's your dog say about LeBron?
She's kind of sick of it already, to be honest with you. She's kind of had enough. She's sick of the Bronny going to Sierra Canyon updates. You know, we're just tired of everything. So let's just make a decision and move on.
You know, I'd love to live in that world. I agree with you on that.
Chris, I'm with you so much on this. Like, whatever. Make a decision. Well, let's go. Let's build a team here. Let's go.
Here's the deal. Like, two nights ago, my wife, Michelle, we have friends that go to Sierra Canyon. It's a good school, not too far from where we live. It's become a basketball powerhouse. You know, they recruit from all over the country, which is a separate topic. And, you know, we get a text that says, so-and-so talked to so-and-so who talked to the coach who says that Bronny is definitely enrolled at Sierra Canyon. I'm like, so this is what my life has come down to now. You know, trying to figure out where a 14-year-old is going to high school so that we can determine who the city's greatest athlete ever, where he's had, like, enough. Like, please, uncle, I'm good.
Chris, Sierra Canyon compared to university school? Educationally. Academically, yeah.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Not even same ballpark?
No. Good school, very good school.
Very good school, but not at the same level as university school.
No, U.S. was along the lines of, I don't know if you've heard of Harvard Westlake out here. That's a kind of a baseball factory where Lucas Giolito of the White Sox and Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals and Max Fried of the Braves, those sort of guys where they've gone.
Okay. I was just curious about the educational. Like, because we're not only weighing out the basketball part of this, we're weighing out what's best for the kids.
Well, you know what, though? When you get to the level of, I mean, it's not as if the kid's going to go unnoticed, Chris, wherever he plays.
No, AAU's
taking care of that.
This.
I would think academics would be the way to go.
Well, we talked about this, by the way, with LeBron months ago. Like, we don't know what the priority is for him. Is it strictly about him winning basketball, continuing to grow his legacy, continuing to grow his brand, giving Bronny the best opportunity to succeed? We don't know what it is. And, you know, we can all guess what it is, and we can all guess that he wants to go to the Lakers because they can get Paul George and revamp their team, and, you know, there is no bigger brand in the sport than that, and that's fine. But just let us know at some point. We'll be here. I'm not one of these guys that's waking up every day going, I hope he makes a decision and, you know, I'll be able to move on with my life. Like, I'm kind of resigned to the fact that he's not going to be there. So I just kind of want to know what the next moves for this team will be after that.
Chris, I'm thinking the same thing. Not necessarily that he's not going to be here, but I'm thinking, all right, if he's here, what do you do? If he's not here, what do you do? I'm clearly looking ahead on this as well. And the whole landscape in the NBA is going to be fascinating this offseason. I'm curious to see more than anything, maybe, other than our team, what the Lakers do end up with. Because now there's rumblings that Paul George is really considering staying in Oklahoma City. Well, does that derail that whole plan? That could derail that whole plan, could it not?
Yeah, but how do we know he's definitely staying in Oklahoma City?
We don't.
One person?
Yeah, we don't.
Right, we don't. We don't know anything. So here's the deal. This takes me back to the 1995 NFL draft. That was the year, I believe, the Browns had the 10th pick in the draft. And rumor had it that Belichick and all those guys that were in that room were hot after, was it Kyle Brady?
Yeah,
the
Kyle
tight end out of Penn State?
Yeah, he ended up going to the Jets, yes.
Yeah, and I think he went number 9 to the Jets.
Right.
There was a huge panic, apparently, in the room, and the Browns traded all the way back to 30 with San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The Niners came up and took J.J. Stokes. We went back and took Craig Powell, the linebacker out of Ohio State. Remember this?
Yep. I remember it well. And it was really the first time we saw video of War Room, I remember, for the Browns. Yes.
So there was obviously a real panic in the room. And all I could remember that day was thinking, okay, if you're picking 10th, just have 10 guys' names on the board, like so that when they get to you at number 10, you're like, okay, we'll take that guy. Not like, oh, my God, I can't believe the Jets just took Kyle Brady. Like, what do we do now? So this is the same sort of situation the Cavs should be in and should have been in months ago. Like, here's our plan if LeBron stays. Here's our plan if he doesn't stay. So that when they do inform him, whether that's today, next week, July 6th, whatever it is, that they go, oh, my God, wait a second. So LeBron's not staying? What do we do? Like, this is not that difficult. Have a plan either way and go.
Quit being so sensible, would you?
You know, this is the problem. This is the problem. It's not the problem with sports. It's why we love it. You know, it's why we always walk around buying James 23 jerseys. Like, nobody ever bought a Trump jersey. Nobody ever bought an Obama jersey or a Clinton jersey or a Bush jersey, right? They might have bought a Reggie Bush jersey, but they didn't buy a President Bush jersey. Like, we don't root for our politicians. We don't buy jerseys of our favorite actors or musicians. What we buy are sports jerseys because it's part of the fabric of who we are, where we're from, a collective sense of community, and so we want to feel good about the situation. But when you have to deal with reality, that's not the fun part. Sorry.
Thanks, Chris.
That was really good.
Can we play a little music, Battle Hymn of the Republic,
really good.
Under that? We're going to play that a little later in the show. Well done. Let's switch gears. Let's talk a little bit about the Indians. A little bit of help coming with bullpen help with Ramirez. And you kind of feel a little better. Maybe they're – it's just so weird. They've got this big lead in the Central, but if you put them in any other division, they're in third, fourth place.
Which you don't have to.
I know. It's just weird. I do that, though. I look. I'm like, how good are they really? But you're right. You don't have to do that.
Right. And so the question is, and I had said it last week on this show, that the Indians has presently constructed, in my opinion, cannot win the World Series. It doesn't mean they can't get there. But this team is probably good enough to win the division right now. In fact, I would say by, a good 7 or 8 games, unless Minnesota makes a really strong push. So, it's how much are they willing to give up in order to make one last push for 2018? Because you got to imagine that a guy like Michael Brantley has outpriced himself here, which is great and bad news, right? Because there's not a more consistent swing in that lineup than Brantley's got. Cody has not been good this year. He continues to struggle, but he's likely a goner. Maybe he's the one that stays. Andrew Miller, we haven't seen the best of Andrew Miller since the playoffs of 2016. He struggled last year with his health, and it continues here. And so it's, they have a tough decision they have to make. They have a bunch of them. That's really difficult for them right now, and I understand it, but I would make a push and try to get 2 new relievers in that bullpen before the trade deadline.
Chris, I think it's interesting. What you just laid out about the Indians is exactly what people said about the Cavs, and people were irate about it. Well, they're probably good enough to get back to the NBA Finals, but they can't win it. And it was because of Golden State. With the Indians, it's because of whoever they might play.
The only difference is that the Cavs, we knew that there just wasn't a trade during the season that they could have made that made them viable championship contenders. I think with the Indians, there are a couple of deals because the rotation is so good that you could get enough help in that bullpen, and the lineup is decent enough to where they could compete with the Houstons, the New Yorks, and the Bostons of the American League.
Interesting. Well, let me bounce this one off of you. I think this is interesting. Some people, and I won't say all because since the Cavs season has ended, we've heard some folks say this has been a great 4-year run, despite the fact that they won only one title. And you won one title with LeBron in 11 years, and even though that might be disappointing, it's still okay. Other folks have been irate. You've screwed up. You only won one title in 11 years with LeBron. That said, the Indians teams of the 90s into the early 2000s were the best baseball teams I've ever seen here in this city.
Right.
They were phenomenal and could never get the pitching to get it done. And I to this day, I don't hear people complaining about those teams. In fact, they're beloved. I think it's an interesting comparison between the two. And I kind of wish the Cavs team was thought of more as those Indians teams, because those was a great run. I mean, you didn't get it done, but, man, that sure was a lot of fun, and those were some great teams.
All right, a lot to break down here.
Yeah.
Let's start with the 90s Indians. That rejuvenated an entire city. Everything from the ballpark to the atmosphere to the 455 straight sellouts to the mashing lineup to the arrogance and swagger. We never had a team like that in Cleveland, ever. You know, I mean, none of us were around when the Browns were winning championships in the 50s and early 60s. We don't know what that was about, okay? Most of us, the first 24 years of my life, the Indians never finished higher than fourth in their division. You know how hard that is to do? Like, just think about that for a second. You can't luck into a third-place finish like everybody else in the American League East couldn't have sucked at that time. And for people that are thinking I'm speaking of the wrong division, the Indians were in the American League East for a long time. So, you know, that's what happened. We just fell in love with that team, and it was good enough to just kind of be there and soak it all in and enjoy downtown being revitalized and these businesses feeling good about themselves. And then you get the Cavs, and I hope more people, whether LeBron stays or goes, have a chance to just kind of sit down and say, for over a decade, we had the best player in the game. And that might not happen in any sport, maybe in our lifetime again.
Hasn't happened since Jim Brown, right?
Right. I mean, I didn't see Jim Brown play.
Me neither.
You guys didn't see Jim Brown play. You know, my 60-some-year-old brother is the only guy I know. You know, like, that's it. And so I tell my boys all the time, I said, please appreciate what you're seeing. Appreciate that we got a chance to see him in person, that he brought us a championship. Does it suck we don't have two or three? Yeah, it hurts a little bit. But, man, we got one, and I will never forget Father's Day 2016 in my life, ever. And that's what sports creates, is memories. I won't forget it. I won't forget hugging my family and crying and thinking about my parents. And I have him to thank.
Yep.
So I'm not going to get mad if he leaves. I'll be disappointed because he's not playing for my team, but I'm not going to get mad. I don't have the time or the energy, and he brought too many good things here. I'm not going to tell everybody how to feel, but that's how I'm going to feel.
Chris Rose, the poet today, speaking in the mind of many Northeast Ohioans.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Well done, Chris.
And with that being said, I'm going to make sure I lock the gates here at LAX, not allow him in. I'm going to, you know, shut down every private airport here, and I'm going to make sure that nobody allows him in the airspace
in
California.
Well done. Head over to John Wayne right now. Thank you. We appreciate it, Chris. Chris Rose on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Of course, you can catch him on ESPN. You can see him on the MLB Network, and you can see him on the NFL Network as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.